Hi, this is Anita from 5 Minutes with Art, where every day we talk about 5 Minutes with Art. First of all, I believe every person can be an artist, and why artists should not shy away and use technology. In particular, I want to talk about Procreate. If you don't know much about Procreate, Procreate is an app that is on your Apple iPad. If you can use it if you have an Apple Pencil and an Apple iPad, it costs just under $10. That's all you pay. You don't pay a fee every month. You just pay the $10, a one-time fee. It really is a quite advanced app, in meaning that there's so many things you can do with it. I use it with my work, with my company, to do product design. And it's because it's got such great features that you can't find anywhere else. You know, here's some of my reasons why I love Procreate and why I think everyone should consider getting Procreate in order to explore the artist within them. And that's what really this is about, is learning to explore the artist within you. You know, Procreate is a powerhouse of creativity. There's so many things you can do. You don't waste any paper, because if something goes wrong on a canvas, you just get a new canvas. If you don't like what you did, you can delete your canvas, or you can keep as many canvases as you want to. And you can just keep creating and keep exploring and keep trying new things. It's very intuitive. So it's where intuition meets innovation. There's lots of brush strokes in Procreate, meaning that there's lots of different types of brushes and creative tools that you can find, which you can experiment with, which really is quite a cool thing to use and to try with the art. It has a palettes, which we set up colors and trend colors, and I set up specific palettes. And so it really is great the way all the palettes are used in Procreate. Yeah, Procreate allows you to experiment with art. You know, you can experiment with art like you never could before. I always like to say that if, you know, artists like Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, or one of my favorite artists, Vincent van Gogh, had Procreate on the iPad, they would be using it, because they would see the benefits of it. They would see how this would help them to become a better artist through using technology like the technology of Procreate. It can help you, you know, experiment with your art, meaning that you could try it first on the iPad and then see how it feels, and then do it actually on the canvas itself. So it can end up saving you some time. You could have it already laid out on the iPad, and then you can put it onto the canvas itself. I love how Procreate, you can take one work of art and then you can easily translate it into many works of art. You can, you know, change colors and change other things so that you can have one work of art. It can be changed into many different types of work of art. It can be a digital sketchbook for your continuous learning. And, you know, instead of having an artistic sketchbook, you can have a Procreate sketchbook where you're constantly sketching and learning. It can gives you unbeatable value, a lot of great value in Procreate. And it can allow you to plan your art with precision. So, you know, there's a lot of great ways that you can be able to use it. And frankly, Procreate is just fun. It is just a fun app to use. And like we mentioned before, it doesn't really cost much money at all. It's under $10 for this very powerful app that you can use. That's why we highly recommend that anyone that has an Apple iPad, an Apple Pencil, that you also download the Procreate app and just start experimenting. Enjoy it. Start going with it. You know, I want to point out that we are not affiliated with Procreate. We don't receive any money from Procreate, so this is not an advertisement for them. This is just me stating my own opinion, and as to the reason why I happen to love the Procreate app and why I use the Procreate app, because I find it to be an extremely useful art app. We've written a blog on this, which is entitled Why I Love Procreate, My Passion for Procreate. We're going to put a link in the description for you to be able to log on and to be able to find that blog post if you'd like to be able to read more. And I believe that we did put also a description in for even where to find Procreate. You can very easily find it on the Apple App Store. Thank you so much for listening and being part of our community. We really do appreciate you. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you be part of our community. We'd like to thank our technical team for helping putting this together and making all of this possible. And thank you, our listeners.